44-year-old underwent surgery for a low-grade brain tumour on Wednesday after a routine checkup found a shadow on his brain. Brown took to social media on Friday afternoon to provide an update on his health, announcing the diagnosis and sharing that the surgery had a positive outcome. The update was accompanied by a picture of the former AFL player resting in his hospital bed as his wife, Kylie Brown, embraced him. In other local news, Translink inspectors have issued 14,141 infringement notices since the introduction of 50 cent fares, collecting $4.5 million in fare evasion fines. Following the reduced fares that commenced in August 2024, the government estimates $300 million a year has been lost in revenue. The Department of Transport and Main Roads argues that making commuters tap on and off provides a valuable data about usage, and this informs investment in services. Transport Queensland surveys indicate that about 70% of daily trips in Brisbane were for education, shopping and leisure, while about 30% were for work purposes, with one-third commuting towards the CBD for work.
In national news, thousands of journalists and staff members from the ABC will walk off the job and strike for 24 hours on Wednesday. This would potentially affect and shut down various live radio and television shows from the broadcaster. This will also be the first time in 20 years that staff from the ABC have gone on strike. In 2006, 2,500 staff across Australia went on strike over pay and employment conditions. The two unions representing the ABC staff are the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance and the Community and Public Sector Union. This comes after 60% of staff voted against the broadcaster's latest pay offer. And there is an update on the protests currently happening on the rooftop of the Moran Precision Engineering Building in Geelong, Victoria. The police search and rescue team have arrived on the scene and are currently negotiating with the two protesters who have chained themselves to the rooftop. The activists have been occupying the roof at Moran Precision Engineering in North Geelong since 4:30 a.m. this morning as a protest against export permits for weapons to Israel. The protesters say the building contains a factory that makes parts for the F-35 fighter jet, which Israel and the United States use to bomb countries in the Middle East, including Palestine and Iran. No agreement has been reached and protesters have indicated their intent to stand their ground. Zedlines have attempted to contact Moran Precision Engineering, but they continue to be unavailable for comment.
In international news, six oil shipments to Australia have been cancelled or deferred amid rising fuel prices as the flow of oil to Asian refineries slows. In a statement to the ABC, Energy Minister Chris Bowen said it won't trigger a fuel shortage and that some of those have already been replaced by the importers and refiners with other sources. He continued to say that we still have two refineries working at full pelt and we also have the boats continuing to arrive. Domestic petrol and diesel prices have soared in recent days, with the average petrol price in Brisbane currently at $2.37 per litre and rising, according to the RACQ. Fuel shortages have been seen in some rural and regional areas. However, according to the government, these were caused by panic buying rather than supply issues. In a statement released last Thursday, the federal government has sworn to combat worries, including temporarily amending fuel standards and cracking down on fuel companies' price gouging. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly sunny. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.